Blog.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here with your IWS. Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here with. Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here.
And as we suspected.
Oh, that would have been fine. That would have been a great opening, though.
Well, it would have been. Oh, what the fuck? Let's go to Slider right now, folks.
Let's do it.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here with your IWS Fantasy Football Preview, brought to you by Jamaican Jack's Chicken Shack, where the chicken's always jerking because the hens are never game. Oh, you fantasy superlatives out there, know that a solid kicking game is essential to winning your league's fantasy championship. And there's no better kick pick than Tennessee's own Rob Berenice. If he's in the stadium, he's in range and will split those gold posts often, hanging more than his share of a few trays on the old scorecard. One thing all you fantasy league losers and also-ran share is a lack of a high-powered defense. To avoid this pratfall, use a second-round pick to get a sure-fire defense. And to find that defense, look no further than the City of Brotherly Love and the up-and-coming Detroit Lions, anchored by second-year standout Andromeda Sue. With the Lions as your defense, you'll be king of the fantasy jungle. That's all for now, folks. This is Slider Ballscock, leaving it all on the field and heading for the showers.
And there you go. Thanks, Slider, for chiming in. One show we can't hear you, next you're all over the place. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from Bagwine, Ohio, saying, welcome to I'm With Stupid. And, of course, sitting next to me, a mere 285 miles to my whatever, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How's it going, Matt?
Well, evidently not very well. Full of NOS, full of full throttle. Got home late, under the gun, a little edgy. And it evidently showed. Other than that, I'm pretty good.
That was great. 2 minutes before the show, Matt says, you know, our intro and Slider are both the exact same 1 minute and 31 seconds.
And yet, I chose to ignore that omen.
Now, it was too late to make any moves then.
So how's things down in Redneckville?
Well, things are pretty good down here. It was been a couple of great days. Temperatures in the 80s and just, you know, cool mornings. Been very pleasant, and some big doings here in Redneckville.
Really?
We got a brand new Aldi's store opened up this week, and I mean, it brought out the hillbillies from far and wide. it's a great thing because, you know, most people here thought that that the town had basically peaked when we got a Big Lots about 4 years ago. But anyway, we proved we're still growing.
Well, and that's why after Big Lots, Aldi's had to sprout up because, you know, when you get that discount recliner, you got to have something to eat while you're sitting in it.
Got to have that $1.19 bag of nacho cheese tortilla chips.
Where's the expiration date? Oh, it doesn't have one.
Don't bother with that. It's all right. You'll be fine. These green beans look a little yellow. It's all right. They'll turn green when you cook them. Oh, okay.
Put them in your window.
So shout out to the chat room. Got a few people who wandered in. We had a couple of guests who came in and left, of course, immediately.
I take it they're not Slider Ballscock fans.
I guess not.
And I don't know how that can be.
I know Slider's a great guy. Sounds a little like Bob Uecker.
Yes. With a little guy on your dick and maybe a little Harry Carey thrown in there, too. He's all over the place.
A little Harry Carey, yep. So,
yeah,
anyway,
got guests. We've got Marty and Vegas Rich Taylor and Manyar.
All right. Hola to everyone. Speaking of Vegas Rich Taylor, we're talking a little bit of fantasy football this week, and you know that's big in Vegas. They like to put money on fantasy football games and stuff.
Yes, they do.
I mean, we don't, but other people do. But I guess we could just go ahead and get into that, unless you had something else you needed to cover before we.
No, I'd like to give just a real quick shout out to Pizza Bill. I'd like to thank him for the intro. And yes, I will blame him. But other than that, yeah, I'm ready to get into some fantasy football, Jay. Especially since, you know, the season was on edge. It was on edge.
Oh yeah. But, we weren't sure we were gonna have a season. So but anyway, big shout out to Pizza Bill and hey Bill, just you know, wander on into work whenever you get around to it, buddy. It's the way to do it. Yeah. Don't let anybody, you know, don't let anybody force you to be there at a certain time.
That's just wrong. That's just the man keeping you down.
Yeah. Don't let anybody have control over your life like that. Schedules or no. Don't bother with those.
I would like to turn the internets over to you because – And people listening, Fantasy, Swami, Marty, Rich Taylor, and all of you, the commissioner of our league, as it has been for now, going on what, is this fourth year?
I believe so.
Is the one and only J-Man, so why don't you kick it off?
Well, the first thing I would say that people might be wondering, just what it is that makes Matt Mann and myself think that we are fantasy football experts. Well, we are the last two winners of the Open Bar League.
Yes, we are.
So we've got that going for us. And I won the Annie and Burl League last year also.
That's right.
And just a few years ago, I made it to the championship game of the hell was the name of that league? Well, anyway, Mr. Fabulous's league. So lots of experience, lots of expertise, but a number of reasons that we are perfect for this is that we're students of the game.
Yes.
We know the keys to the games. We're numbers guys. Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are.
We know important things like whoever wins the turnover battle will win the game.
That's right. And
we know who needs to pressure the QB.
Right.
We know who's got to be strong up front. And well, there's this long pause, and then you say, "And."
Well, you know, I'm working with the delay. I finally got it down. I thought. And I guess working with the delay, you're used to me talking over you.
But anyway,
the game is won in the trenches.
It certainly is. And we know that you have to establish a running game.
That's right.
You've got to dominate the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. You know what else is important?
What's that?
Well, I've never known what this means, but it's obviously pretty important. You have to play within yourself.
Absolutely. That's an important thing to do.
And I'm very good at that.
Yep. We know what four down territory is, and we know when you have to settle for three. So, but most importantly is we know all the football cliches, which makes us an expert.
Exactly.
It means that we could be the expert analyst on the either Fox or CBS coverage of the NFL.
We could, but I think we both agree on this. One thing neither you nor I would be or want to be is Chris Berman.
No. No, never. Yeah, what an annoying guy. You know, in fact, most of the announcers are annoying. But, you know, that's how the ESPN tries to ruin the NFL for us is by, you know, Monday Night Football, you're all ready for it, and, oh, there's Chris Berman. And then you finally get to the game, and, oh, there's John Gruden.
Chucky and Blowhard. Sounds like a good
exactly.
cop movie.
Exactly. Yep. But anyway, I'd be a great football analyst because every time Joe Buck would ask me a question, I would just say something like, well, you know, they're just not dominating the line of scrimmage, or they're going to have to air it out now. And then we talked about, you know,
do?
Well, you got to pay attention to who your possession receivers are and who your game breaker is. Got to get the ball to those game breakers.
That's right, because, well, they break the game.
Exactly.
And that's
rather self-explanatory.
Hey, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a game breaker. Of course, in Reggie Bush's case, hey, what do you do? I don't really know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I get hurt in big games. And which brings us to the topic of your NFL fantasy football draft. This you know, will make or break you right here.
Yes, it will.
You know, if you do something silly, like take Reggie Bush in the first round, just to have him get hurt and miss half the season, then it's not going to work out well for you.
No, it's not. It's not.
Real quickly, we have a little.
Oh,
we have a little breaking news right here.
What's that?
Michelle Bachmann has won the Ames Straw Poll.
Oh my goodness!
Dun da da da.
We could have uploaded that sound file since I indicated.
We could have. Anyway.
So, yeah, let me ask you a question since you're the reigning champ. What is your selection order in fantasy football?
Well, in our league, where we de-emphasize the quarterback a little bit,
mm-hmm.
because there are only a handful of quarterbacks who can really rack up huge numbers. And if you don't get Brady, Breeze, Aaron Rodgers or Philip Rivers or a healthy Peyton Manning, then you're, you know, screwed in those leagues. So we de-emphasize the quarterback a little bit. So in our league, it's running backs and receivers are very important.
Or according to Slider, kickers.
Kickers. Yeah. Well, it's amazing what a terrible price you can pay if you don't pay attention to your kicker.
That's right.
Get a crappy one.
You don't want to get one with turf toe. That'd be a bad
no.
thing.
And it's always a great time when you lose by like 3 points and you look down and your opponent's kicker has kicked 6 field goals. Because they
and
can't
the
score
pisser.
Touchdowns.
You know, I've always opted since the last 3 years. To draft a quarterback first, and this year I think I'm going to change. I may go for the RB first.
Well, yep. Could be a good plan, especially if you're – a lot of it depends on whether you're you know, drafting really early or later in the first round because.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about the last 3 years in your league, I always seem to be like the last one of the first round. I've never understood. I know it's a coincidence.
So odd.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really strange for that to happen.
It's just a tumble of the dice, I know.
Yeah, you know, you're just going to have to kick back and just let life happen, Matt.
That's right.
But, you know, when you go for that running back, be sure not to get one who has a backup who's a vulture and takes all the goal line carries on you because that always sucks. You know, you got a running back, and he's racking up all the yards, and they get down there to the two-yard line, and they bring in some 285-pound behemoth to run the ball into the end zone, and
it's
you don't get those
fair.
Points.
Exactly. Right.
In fact, that already happened if you watched the Chargers game this week. Mike Tolbert, who will get a lot of action during the season, but he is definitely he's the goal line running back. He scored a touchdown in their preseason opener Thursday, and – showed that not only is he in mid-season form when it comes to getting the touches down in on the goal line, but he then did the Dougie after catching the ball or scoring the touchdown, which means that, you know, we should be able to go in and give somebody bonus points if their player does a great dance in the end zone.
I think that would be a nice add-on to the league.
Yeah, so you got 6 points for the touchdown, and, oh, he did the Dougie, 2 more points. You know, he did the sprinkler, that's 1 point.
Now, I'll tell you what, the touchdown machine theory that you're talking about, I had that last year. There was, and I forget his name now because, well, I still don't think he's playing anymore. A rookie or second-year guy from Cleveland. I knew he was going to be a touchdown machine. He's a big goal line guy. First preseason game, sure enough. His first carry, he scored a touchdown, and he also broke his leg, and I had drafted him, and he was replaced by Peyton Hillis.
Yes, he was, by the great White Hope, who nobody thought, oh, well, you know, just run in and get his backup, his replacement, because he'll get all those yards and all those touchdowns. Nobody thought that would happen because he's white, and then it turns out he did get all those yards and touchdowns.
And you know what? You know the best thing about white football players, especially at skill positions like wide receiver and running back, you know what that is? They're all scrappy.
They're competitors.
They are.
They play hard on every down.
That's right.
Every down.
Engine is always running.
Well, let everybody know that the chat room or the phone lines are open.
Yes, they are, and you can call in at 661-244-9852 and let us know how you draft in your fantasy football league, what you think about fantasy football, or just football in general.
Yeah. Do you have any big insight into this year? Who you think is going to be the big player, who, you know, maybe the sleeper, going to sneak in on everybody?
Well, you know, they're under the radar, and they like to stay that way, but I think it could be Cincinnati's year.
Oh, they did look good in their little preseason opener, didn't
they? Yes, they did. But, you know, it's all a ploy. They're just drawing every other team in. But they've got them where they want them.
You know what? They're just like the Chiefs. You know, about midway through the second quarter, our good friend Crackerville tweeted, oh, man, the Chiefs are getting their ass stomped. And I was like, you know, that's going to be said a few times this year. But anyway, and also when you do your draft, don't get carried away and draft the annually overrated and always disappointing guys like, say, Matt Ryan. I know they won 11 games. I know he's got a cool nickname, Matty Ice. But in the end, he'll let you down.
I had Matt Ryan last year.
Didn't take you very far, did he?
Well, actually, he was my backup. I had the other Matt.
Matt Schaub. Now, that's the guy. There's a guy
there
that you can go for right there. I, of course, had my
bet. And just like a skinny white guy, he's a comer. He's a comer. He gives you 60 minutes.
Wait a minute. How did we end up with using terminology from porn movies? I don't know.
Had you heard the original intro for this week's show, you would know. But, of course... Thanks to Pizza Bill.
I think Pizza Bill's going to have to do something to make up for this.
Oh, God, that sounded... Now, see, that sounded sexual as well.
When he got there, did you say, you know, can't stand around and chat, I have to go entertain the masses?
I said something like that, although I think there was a couple expletives in there.
You know, you got this diverse worldwide audience out there listening.
And I can't let them down, Jay, because, as you know,
no.
I'm a professional, and it's what
right.
I do.
Uh-huh. All right. Speaking of, there's no real segue here, but anyway, we have a new feature this week.
Oh, God, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, hold on. Before you say that, you know, I was overcome with emotion when Bill finally did show up. I didn't know what to say. I mean, if I had the opportunity, I would have sat down and, you know, maybe written something on a blog post or perhaps Tumblr.
Kind of written out your thoughts on the matter, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, which is the kind of thing you can do on Tumblr and Blogger and other social media sites, and some very deep thoughts, very heartfelt thoughts.
Oh, I had some for him.
I bet you did. Well, anyway, our new feature this week is a dramatic reading of Tumblr.
Wow!
Some very deep, heartfelt thoughts that people have had on Tumblr and other blogging platforms.
How serendipitous.
Yeah. So I want everybody to really kind of kick back and put on a beret, pretend you're in a coffee shop. and
fire up the hookah.
And fire up the hookah. And here we go with the dramatic reading. Tumblr, a dramatic reading. Sometimes people can be disappointing. That can be the worst thing someone you truly care about can be. Being disappointing is contagious. And essentially, it's up to you not to let them continuously hurt and upset. Because if you do, then you will only end up disappointing yourself. And that's the greatest disappointment of them all. I just don't think I can post anything today. The right words are playing hard to get. I'm feeling decidedly unfierce today. Despite my pigtails and Mon-El t-shirt, it's like when I was getting dressed this morning, I knew today was going to be a struggle, so I armed myself appropriately. I recently found myself again. I've got to stop losing myself like that. I give up. I put so much of myself into things in my life and only wind up getting disappointed. Since my behavior and my decisions are the only things I can control, I guess I'll need to just step back for the good of my sanity. Our political discourse continues to just get worse and worse. People can't have a discussion about anything without name-calling. People have no manners. They can't be grateful or thankful when someone tries to do something nice for them or be their friend. They just demand more and more. And if they don't get 100% of what they want, or 100% agreement, they simply trash the other side. It feels like I have no truths. They've all flown away. No anchor, no touchstone, no solid ground. A crisis of faith, of hope, of belief in humanity and myself?
I feel beat up, used, discarded. I wake up in sadness, function in despair, sleep in anxiety. But I go on, day after day. And often, I wonder why.
That is some beautiful stuff right there.
I know. You get a little choked up listening to it, don't you?
Oh, I was getting choked up, all right. That is nice.
Yeah, there's some pretty deep, thoughtful people out there writing some brilliant stuff.
Under the radar, and it's a shame they don't get more, notoriety.
It's very unfortunate. We have Curious Chris in the chat room asked if he could still pick Brett Favre.
He can.
Hell, why not? Why not?
Was it the Vikings who picked up McNabb?
They did.
Yeah, and I think Slider told me, Matt Mann, in your fantasy league, maybe the seventh round or so, you're looking for a little backup, and you want to add a little ethnicity to your team, too, at that position. He said, do what the Vikings did and pick up Dante McNabb.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, shit, I'll do that. Good.
Yeah,
thanks
exactly.
For the tip.
If he's not available, you can pick up Tourette Jackson.
Yeah, I could.
In Seattle.
I was hoping in my first quarterback slot would be Drew's Bree. So.
Yep. And if you want to just roll the dice, you can always pick up Matt Hollaback.
Yeah, you could. But that's such a hassle.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. I'll tell you what, Jay, and we've always prided this show on being not only entertaining but educational as well. And we'd like to, kind of entertain the ladies, kind of bring them up to speed. They want to get into football so they can spend time with their husbands or boyfriends or whatever, they need a little education on the game itself.
Absolutely. We can do a little football 101 for the ladies.
There you
about
go.
2 minutes, 2 minutes left in the live stream, and of course we'll run for 15 minutes more after that, which will all be heard in the archives.
Yeah, and if you want to get into the after show, you can always call us, and call us now at 661-244-9852.
That's right. You'll be able to stay on through the after show and listen to the hilarity and jocularity and all the other great stuff. So what's the very first thing you would tell the ladies in Football 101?
Well, the first thing, it's important. I think this is rule number one. The beer should be iced and chilled down and the snacks on the table no later than 15 minutes prior to kickoff. That would be my number one thing about football.
It's all about prep, being prepared to play.
Right.
It's all about practice, being prepared. Failure to prepare is preparing for failure. So.
And as Frank Burns once said, you got to remember the 5 P's, prior planning, prevents poor performance.
It does. Another good rule is that your team will do better if you're wearing one of your team's jerseys, and it does not matter how old you are. It's okay to wear a football jersey.
If you're a woman.
Right. Even a middle-aged white guy does not look stupid wearing football jerseys. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. It's preferable, though, if you are a woman. You're wearing a football jersey and nothing else.
And that would be a brilliant plan, too.
Yes. It brings up the the team's chutzpah, so to speak.
And we're in the after show now.
Of course we are. Oh, another tip for the ladies. You know, when it's like they break away to on the pregame shows, they break away to stadiums and show the players warming up on the field and stuff, doing sit-ups and stretching and stuff. Let me tell you, that is called pregame warm-up. It's not called dress rehearsal. So,
now, and when they're doing their walkthrough, they are not. This is not being choreographed. Plays are being drawn up.
That's right. Good. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, we are on the same page and haven't talked in 4 days. That's pretty good.
I know it.
And kind of scary.
Nope. That's right. And remember, runners do spin moves. They don't do pirouettes.
That's about all the tips I had time for, you know, thanks to Pizza Bill. Because, as you said, Jay, you know, I'm a busy man. I didn't have all week to prepare for this. I just don't.
Well, yeah, well, I would just let the women know that another thing that you can go ahead and do is, as the game is going, just go ahead and ask questions. Men don't mind at all.
No, they don't.
You know, when a play happens, don't hesitate to say, "Why'd they do that?" I mean, it's okay. He'll explain it.
Oh, he'll explain it all right.
Yeah, yeah. And if you know, I mean, when it's midway through the fourth quarter and it's a tie game, and you say, "Oh, look, No Strings Attached is on HBO. Can we watch that?" He won't mind at all.
No.
You know, he'll flip. He'll allow you to just turn the channel over to a nice romantic comedy.
Depending on your hotness.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, honey, that'd be great.
Yeah, but
on the other hand, if you on the other hand, if you're not hot and you ask that question, the police are going to get a call of a 10-16 domestic violence call.
And,
the cop will probably understand, because the guy will say, "It was tied 23-23 and she wanted to change the goddamn station."
And the cop was probably sitting down there at the Dunkin' Donuts watching the game when the call came in, and he's pissed off too.
He's pissed at the wife or girlfriend, too. "God damn it, I was watching the game and I got to respond to this call. What are you, crazy?" And I don't know why I don't know why the cop sounds like Carl Paladino, but he does.
I don't know either. Well, he'd probably just throw the cuffs on the dude and they'd both go down to the Dunkin' Donuts and watch the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's another thing. Go ahead and go to the bar with your boyfriend or husband to watch the game. He won't mind at all.
Oh, no. He wants you there.
Right. And while you're there, complain about how disgusting his friends are. He likes it.
Do you have a ritual or anything? A pregame ritual, Jay? And I'm talking about, you know, because I'm always hungry. Do you have like a little thing you do before the NFL comes on Sundays?
Not normally.
Really?
I don't have a big ritual. That I normally will be, I'll check. I'll be monitoring to see which players are scratched, and if I need to make any last second changes to my fantasy team.
Well, that's always good for you.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate for people who have to work on Sundays, but
yes, it is.
And I feel bad for them, but
I know you do. I know. And I know if I called you and said, hey, Jay, could you make some changes for me? You'd love to make some changes for me.
Oh, I would make some changes, all right. Yep. All of a sudden, your team name would be the Bengals.
That's helpful. Oh, speaking of team names, that's very important in the fantasy football league.
It is, and I'm not very
good
at it.
The right name can make or break a team.
Yeah, it can, and honestly, I'm not very good at team names, and that's one of my problems in fantasy football. I was pretty basic last year. I won with the two teams that I won with. One was named the Stalkers, and another one was named the Stripper Lovers. I know. But you've had a couple of pretty good teams.
Well, the team I won with 2 years ago, the Jonas Brothers.
There you go.
People made fun of them, but just like a trio of white kids, they were gamers.
They were scrappy. And they fought hard all year long.
Yes,
never gave up.
Nope. Never stopped singing their song of victory.
No. Yeah. But I got to tell you, the Eager Beavers, that didn't work out so well.
Yeah. Well, I got the consolation round. So
we're pretty happy
about that.
Yeah.
And as Slider told me, you know, he said to me, he said, Matt, man, a lot of those players you had on the Eager Beavers, they all deserve to be on the Walk of Fame. So.
Of course, as commissioner, I was looking for the ability to go in and change team names. Just as a little joke, I wanted to put the word butt in the middle of everybody's name. Like the Rockers would become the Butt Rockers. And the Eager Beavers would be the Eager Butt Beavers.
You really have a God complex, don't you?
Yeah, the only one that I would have, instead of in the middle, I would have put it at the end of the Chicago Bears, which was B-A-R-E-S, because it would have been the Bears' butts. But
you're always
the rest
thinking.
Of them, yeah, I'm always thinking.
I think the
Memphis Blues would have been the Memphis Butt Blues. That would have worked. Or Blue Butts. Either way, that works.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Eskimos have. I think I've decided on my team name for this year.
What are we going with?
I'm going to be all serious, and I'm going to be menacing. I am going with, and you can hold me to this, the Steel Reserves.
That's not bad.
That's
not bad.
No more kidding around.
Got to tell you, I just got a little message from, Warrior Cat. Oh, yeah, how you doing, home baby? Anyway, I was trying to get Warrior Cat to play in this year's fantasy football league, but she's not a big fantasy football fan. She does it can be a little time consuming, and she works most weekends, so it's a little bit difficult to have really time to make the changes and stuff. And I offered that we could co-own a team and call them the J Cats, but she didn't think that was all that brilliant, so.
Well, that was kind of hurtful, actually.
Yeah. So anyway, we still need to fill our league out. Get that taken care of.
We have the creepy kid next door in the league this year.
We do. And I believe, are we going to have the Schmoopmeister?
That's questionable right now. I would ask her, but, you know, she's hanging out with some guy named Serta. Which is probably best.
Probably so. And it's one of those situations where you just don't really think you should disturb her.
Exactly.
So anyway, there we go.
Never mind. No. She did tell me if she joins the league, she gave me the name of her team, which I will not reveal here. Nor if she uses it will I allow my son, even though he's almost 17, to be in the league.
Oh, God. Man, but I think the big wild card this year is deciding how far up on the draft board you want to put Mike Vick. You know, he had such a big year last year, but you know, he got hurt also. He's not a big guy, and you know, a lot of questions now about how well he handled success. Didn't handle it all that great the first time around.
No. And plus, you know, he could always... Someone could nip at his ankles and tear an Achilles, so...
Exactly. They could be worried about him getting hurt, and they might have him on a short leash.
And plus, my God, he's what? In dog years, he's like 210, so... I don't...
Something like that. And then, of course, you got Peyton Manning, who they're, you know, not saying much. It's questionable whether he'll be ready for the season after his neck surgery.
Yes.
So, and wouldn't that be interesting to see how Indianapolis did without Peyton Manning? They would have a legitimate shot at a perfect season of 0-16.
Yeah, well, I think the Bengals are going to work on that this year.
They're going to make a run at it themselves. Yeah, I wouldn't put Dalton too high up on the draft board either.
Well, no. As Daryl Parks, who does a radio show on the weekends in Cincinnati, said, you know, it doesn't bode well when the first pass of your first-round draft choice from the quarterback is an interception.
No, not at all. But then there's other intriguing teams out there, like the Detroit Lions.
I think they are. I think they will be. I think they'll at least make the playoffs this year.
They have a chance, but then again, you know, they play in the same division with the Packers and the Bears, so.
Yeah, but I think they could win the wild card. The Packers are going to be really good, I think.
They could be. They're going out on a limb, and I'm going to say that both the Packers and the Patriots are going to be good teams this year.
Yeah, that you're wacky, Jay.
I know. I like to roll the dice on these predictions.
Yes, I know you do.
Yeah. But yeah, like Slider said, that Andromeda Sioux now, that guy, you know, he's the most important defensive player in the league outside of Ndamukong Asamoah. So, anyway, about a minute left, so.
Yes.
And I guess we'll start wrapping it up. Let everybody know we got another show coming up on Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and I do believe the Republican debate and Rick Perry have provided us with tons of free material.
Yes, they have.
And yeah. Go ahead.
We'll have analysis of the straw poll that took place in Iowa this evening.
Yeah. And we'll review the fact that Sesame Street put out a statement saying that Bert and Ernie are not gay.
It's a shame you have to do that. And I'm sure one state representative of Indiana, Phil Hinkle, is putting out the same statement as we speak.
It is. But anyway, we got just a few seconds. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yep, thank you, and Jay, I'll see you Monday on the radio.